Oh.
Well, I'm talking.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, I'm talking. All right. Me too.
I'm talking.
I'll fucking talk.
I'm going to talk. I'll talk over you, dude.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Crosstalk me.
I'll talk over your dumbass.
Crosstalk me, bitch. Whatever.
I'll crosstalk the shit out of you.
I'm so good at not
crosstalk the shit out of you.
You can't cross.
I'll crosstalk the
shit out of
you.
I can cut out so good.
Crosstalk the shit.
You can't crosstalk me. I can fit into your gaps, dude. You would have to.
You can't.
I'm so good at jumping in after you're saying something.
I know. It's a bother. It's one of your sneaky little qualities.
Yeah.
You can never get crosstalked.
Yeah. I really sneak around your words. I'm like butter around the things that you are saying.
You've had to learn to mold to me.
Yeah.
You really
true.
Have.
That's really how it goes. Yeah.
You've learned like there's a like, oh, Jake's talking. And so I will find my little space because he's not going to stop.
Right.
He's on a whole thing now.
Yeah.
And he's going. That train has left the station and it's not coming back.
He's engorged, you know.
Oh, he is. Yeah. He's engorged. Oh, shit. He's fucking truly engorged right now.
Oh, man. He's about to go nuts on these people. That's what I think.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. So, yeah, you've learned your little ways to sneak in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And
I am sneaky.
Fine.
I'm a sneaky little goblin, you know. I'm getting in there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I'm, you know. I just, you know, I'm just booked a trip to Europe. No big deal. Just,
hell yeah.
I'm just balling out of control. And
dude,
I'm going to yell at people in a different accent now. You know?
Yes. You're going to yell in their accent?
Bruv, think about it for a second. Think about it for just a second, bruv.
Think
Do they
about
say bruv?
It.
Is bruv a thing?
I think you can say bruv. I think bruv. Bruv's good.
Bruv.
Yeah. Bruv.
Yeah, I'll come back from Europe and my comedy will be like one big story about how I got bullied in third grade.
Yeah.
And it's not really that funny anymore, but it's like really mean something and that's good.
Yeah, dude, you're going to be deep and you're going to go way too long all the time.
So
be
long.
Like 3 hour
just
shows.
So much talking.
Yeah.
And I'll come back and be like, oh, yeah, I have 4 1-hour shows now.
Yeah.
I've done that.
That's how I do it. In three weeks,
I've created shows, you know, and it's. And it's good. One's about my fraught relationship with my parents. You know, one mm-hmm. is about, you know, my relationship with God and how I abandoned him, but now I'm coming back to him. And then one will be like kind of dumb. Like, I got my bike stolen and that really taught me about humanity. And there'll be 4 jokes within an hour, 20 minutes.
Right.
And most of it will be a lot of chat.
Just chatting. Just chat.
Just chatting.
Yeah.
Just kind of a little, having a little sit down and a little chat.
A bit of chat. Yeah.
A bit of chat.
A little chat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to that era for you. I want you to get married and then get divorced so that you can do a divorce show. That's my favorite theme of those.
Oh,
is
yeah.
The, I got divorced. Here's my show about it.
Here's my show. Yeah. And it's not even, it's like, yeah, we just grew apart. That's what the message at the end is always like, yeah, I guess we just grew apart.
I guess we just grew apart. It's like after you say all this like angry shit and get all these like emotions
She's
out.
A fucking bitch in it. And then it's like, I guess we just kind of grew apart.
And I had to do a whole show to realize.
I had to do
this.
A whole show, and I definitely need people having to give me a standing ovation at the end of it to really let me know that I made the right choice.
I made the right choice in talking about my, you know, divorcee behind her back, basically, but publicly in front of everyone. And if you do even a little bit of research, you'll figure out who I'm talking about. Like,
yeah. It's a well-known person.
Yeah.
It's a well-known person. And that's the kind of comic I'm going to be now. None of this quick stuff.
No.
I'm done with jokes per minute, laughs
that's
per
dumb.
Minute.
That's dumb.
It's
what are
more
you,
like a novel.
Horse?
I'm going to talk to you like a novel would talk to you.
Yes. It's like you're reading a story.
Explanation. A lot of scene work. I'm building a lot of scenes.
Ooh,
up on
scene
stage
work.
Now. I'm doing a lot of like, so we're in this room and instead of just, it, you know, of course, and the room is red and it's got a couple chairs in it. And the chair reminds me of my father because he never would sit down and talk to me next to my crib. And it's like, how do you remember
next to
your
my crib
days? How do you remember your crib days?
You got crib memories?
These comics do. They have memories of their father not talking to them while they're in the crib.
Wow. Why? What kind of baby is just kind of laying in a crib, being like, why isn't he saying anything? Jeez.
Daddy ain't talking to me right now. Why is daddy not talking?
Why doesn't daddy talk? What do you mean? You're a baby. There's nothing to talk to you about, you know?
Dude, he's mad that you're even there right now.
Yeah, dude.
He wants to go back to fucking his wife without you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you imagine having
a kid? You're stealing all the milk.
You literally steal all the milk. That's my milk, baby. I wanted to get daddy's milk, dude.
Daddy's milk is being stolen by baby.
Yeah, why does baby get all daddy's milk? That's daddy's milk.
Well, also, it's like, oh, so you're mad at your kid because you're like, dude, your mom's got the fattest tits she's ever had and you get to suck on them all day? What the fuck?
And not me? I can't get in
and
there?
And not me? She's all mad at me when I try to suck on those big fat honkers, but, you know, you get them every fucking hour.
Every hour you get these. Why can't I have just a moment with the honkers?
Just a moment with my wife.
Yes.
Big fat titties. That's what he wants. That's why dads hate their kids, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all it is, because that's the only way that dads think, is just access to titties. That's all it is.
Dads will get their woman pregnant because he's like, yo, her titties are about to blow up. And he forgets about what comes from that.
Yeah, he's like, confused. Oh,
I didn't even think about the baby he's going to be here.
Damn it. I'm going to have to deal with this baby.
I just got your mom pregnant so I could get on those big fat knockers. But God damn it. Now there's a kid here and he's sucking on them all the time.
Damn it. And then she doesn't even, she's probably not. He's uncomfortable now. We're having to like wake up in the middle of the night. Like,
yeah, she's just like, I'm not getting enough sleep. You're like, oh, dude, shut up. Would you stop crying?
Yeah, stop crying. Why can't we have sex? Stop crying. Yeah. Let's have sex. Stop crying. I want to fuck.
And then you do have sex with her and you bust hella quick because it's been so long.
Been
and she's
forever.
Just like, are you serious? You badgered me for a month for that? And you're like, now you're like, damn, I'm not even a man. I just can't do it anymore. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably
can't.
Yeah,
I'm getting a divorce.
Yeah, you got to
get a divorce from this.
Well, because you got to relearn how to fuck. If you're not going to be able to even know how to fuck anymore, like, what's the point?
What's the point of having a wife? Not a life partner, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, definitely not. Well, I don't get what that could be. Life partner.
Fuck partner.
What do you need a life partner for? Like, I already have you.
I don't need a woman.
Dude, and we check in once a week, and that's good.
Once a week,
you don't need an every day check in. That's crazy.
Bro, if this podcast was twice a week, I would lose my mind. I would be like, oh my God, I can't do two check. I can't do 2 hours a week.
Double
I'm a one
check-in.
Hour guy.
No, ew. No. And just they're gonna be there every day. Ew.
Imagine I just rolled over and your ass was there every day.
Dude, that would fucking blow, dude.
Like, I'm like, where are your big fat knockers? I'm like, why don't you have some big fat knockers for me to suck on, Hunter? And you're like, dude, that's not really my jam. I'm like, well,
dude,
you better get some implants or else I am not continuing this friendship.
That should be like our new podcast logo. Should just be like me with like big fat knockers.
Big and fat juicy knockers and me like just kind of suckling at one of them. Just kind of there.
That would be okay, right? Like we wouldn't get in trouble for like they're not going to take our podcast down just because of that, right? Like
if we did that, people would just be like, guys, just admit you are gay for each other. Like this whole charade of you guys just being friends
yeah.
has now crossed this border where like Hunter's a guy with huge tits
with
and
huge
you're sucking
titties. Well, yeah, but it's more like as a podcast logo, it's about letting you know like what you're going to get when you're in here. You know what I mean? And it is a bit of a suckle. I feel like if this is...
There's a suckle.
It's definitely a suckle.
There's a suckle.
It's definitely a suckle that's happening, you know? So
you
like...
You nurture me in ways that...
I'm nursing you.
You are nursing me in ways that I really don't feel comfortable with, but I know that I need.
Yeah, yes.
That's the thing. It's like, I'm like, damn it, I know I fucking need this.
I really kind of tricked you and kind of cornered you into being, like, dependent on my milk, is basically
yes,
what it is.
Yes,
you have no way out.
I have no way out, because I will die without this milk. I will absolutely die without this life source. Yeah, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
No, I'm absolutely fucked.
There's no future for you if you don't get this milk, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I did it by, well, I picked you out and I was like, this guy's not going to have a lot of friends. So I'll get
you. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You kind of were a predator about this whole scenario. You kind of knew what you picked me out early.
Yeah. I was like, this guy
is an isolated lone wolf type of guy. Mm-hmm. I'll be able to curtail him into my little group here.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll get him in my circle, and then I'll just kind of have him. And then that, yeah, it's like nobody else. It's like nobody else is using you. So I just kind of took you in, and now I've got you. And now you're just one. You're like one of my many ones I've got. I've got people like you all over the planet. You know what I mean?
I think I'm the runt, though. Yeah. I think I'm like your little runt who needs like a lot of extra time and milk. And you know, I'm just like fighting for it a little bit harder. I should have been dead years ago, you know? But like, I've like really had that spirit of the runt who's like getting after it super hard,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, just really diving in there and, you know, pushing the other little ones out of the way. And just
I'm pushing
like
a bigger dog out of the way, but yeah. I got that fight in me. So yeah, I'm just like, I'm getting the milk. Yeah. I'm getting the milk. Dude.
I'm having this milk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. God, I could probably feed so many more little ones if not for all the milk that I got to have for you, you know? Like,
yeah.
There's
yeah,
so much getting, nurturing I could do.
I know. I'm getting fat. I'm getting fat off your milk. I'm getting fucking fat just splayed out with a milk mustache.
And it's like, you know, and I felt this. It's like when I get a girlfriend, I can feel from you, you're a little bit like, oh, I feel, it doesn't seem
you know
like
I
I'm
lose weight when you get a girlfriend, dude. I've cracked every relationship you have, and my BMI goes way down.
Goes way down.
I'm just like, dude, I'm starving out here, bro. I am fucking starving, dude. I am hungry.
Yeah.
I'm fucking hungry right now, dude. I need to eat. I need to eat.
You gotta
hurry up and break up with this girl. Cause we all know you are.
Yeah.
You know, we all know it ain't right. It ain't sticking.
Right. You've always had that in your pocket. You're like, ah, oh, why do I have to put up with this for a little while? And then
this
it'll be
like
over.
A little play that you're doing. Like, this is gonna be the one. Get out of here, dude. She's gone. She's gone. Daddy needs his milk. Daddy needs his milk. Come
you're just
on,
like,
get out of there.
And I want to thank you for your patience, like putting up with these interruptions. With
I know.
You know.
I yeah. don't have a lot of body fat. So if you actually find your wife, I'm going to die out here, dude.
Yeah, no. It's not happening. I think you're it's safe. Not. Like, it's
okay,
all good.
Thank you.
It's all good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah I'm
in my new phase where I live alone and I'm hot now. I'm hot and I'm alone, and that's what
you're
that's
the most fine. Fuckable you've ever been, and you're refusing
and,
to give
and
it
I'm
up
not
to these
fucking,
gals.
I'm not fucking at all. It's great.
Damn.
Yeah. It's honestly, it's hot. I kind of feel like I'm just like denying everybody, like you know.
Yeah, that's what women think when you walk yeah, by. They're like, oh my god, why is he not giving it up to me right now? They can't. They're literally
they
like, oh my
it.
God, dude, this guy is such a dick for not giving it to me right now. That's what they think when they see
that's
you walk by.
Yeah. They're all thinking that secretly. I know they are.
They're like, oh, look at him in his little jacket. He needs to, we need to have sex with that guy. His little jacket.
yeah, but naughty me. No, not just not giving it to him. They don't get
nope,
it.
Nope, you can't. Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
I'm too busy. I have to run my Twilight Imperium tournament. Okay.
Yeah,
I don't
have
time
an empire
for you, babe.
To look over.
Yeah.
That is funny. Like, yeah, like the new version of like a guy, like an overworked guy who's like, you know, back in the day, it was like a some type of tycoon or like lawyer. He would like slap his woman away, like, get out. I don't have time for you right now. She's like, I just want to touch you.
Yeah.
And you're just like, now the new version of that is a guy like you who's just alone in a room podcasting all day.
Yeah. Just podcasting all day, playing board games, playing video games, talking to people about board games, talking to people about video games. Like, that's all I'm doing.
Never checking in on each other's personal lives in any way. Never going like, so what, who are you? What's your, what do you, do you have a purse in your life? It's just like, let's just keep talking about the games.
It's all gamer stuff over here.
What's the point of that?
Yeah. It's, well, I mean, that's why you get into the gamer stuff is so you don't have to talk about your real life, how you can just connect on the games, dude. That's what it is. It's like sports. People in sports is the same thing. People are like, oh, let's talk about sports because, like, I'm actually crazy. So.
Yeah, but eventually sports, this conversation happens to go. So as you may know, I've been clearly betting too much on sports and I have lost my wife and house.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really think you can't bet on the shit you do, right?
No, you can't bet on it, but there are definitely, I mean, there are some troubles you can get into. You can play games too much and like you can definitely be addicted to games. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You can definitely play too much of games and fuck things up.
But that's what we think of you guys.
Yeah, of course, of course.
When I think of a video gamer, it's never a healthy person.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
I never think of somebody who's like, if you use the word gamer, my mm-hmm. brain thinks it's not like a guy who occasionally plays video games. It's like a gamer. And I'm like, yeah. They're not healthy. They're alone.
Right.
They tell their friends how excited they are about their new TV.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I get.
I don't know, man. It's, you know, culture's changed a lot when it comes to that. I think
yeah, but it's
a lot
simpler
of
for me
think...
just to have a nice old stereotype.
Of course, yeah. I'm just saying this is like an 80s stereotype you have.
Yes, yes.
I mean,
like
you could just
that.
Pull Twitch up right now and just look at the people that are game. You know, I mean, I think that's something that changed. Once Twitch came into the picture, now gamers have to be hot. You know, you can't just like play games and be not hot. Like, you got to be hot. Oh, you
dude,
actually like pulling
everybody...
it up.
No. Everybody has to be hot, though.
Yeah, always. Always. We're done with the idea that there's no single sector where you can't be hot. You have to be hot.
Like, yeah, it's just like a new vibe. You have to be hot.
We're going to get to the point where, like, janitors have to be hot and, like, garbage men have to be hot.
Well, they
like,
kind of should. Janitors should be hot. I mean, it's like we have, you know, like, you're in our schools, you're in our buildings. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of kinky what you're doing up. A little bit. It's sort of kinky.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
We want, and, you know, and you're, look, apparently, you know, I don't know. I was going to say, you know, that, you know, there might be a couple pedophiles in there, but
sure.
But
you were gonna say that.
Well, then I kind of retracted my statement because I just watched this doc. Did you watch this like this big documentary that's been going around? Quiet on Set. It's about
the Nickelodeon guy. Yeah, I did hear about this. I did not watch it, but I did hear about it. Of course, you watched it right away.
Literally, I didn't have HBO, and I hit up a friend. I was like, yo, I gotta watch this pedophile documentary. Can you give me your password? It was Dylan Jenkins. So
you hit Dylan Jenkins. You're like, dude, I have to watch this pedophile
documentary. I was like, I literally texted Max and Dylan. I was like, who has an HBO password? I need to watch this Nickelodeon pedo thing. So, yeah, I watched it all in one night, four episodes.
Wow.
And I guess, because I feel like back in the day, what was assumed to be a creepy guy for kids was like the janitor or like, you know, like mm-hmm. the low level, but now it is just the elite.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of hack to be like, you know, people would always make those jokes when I was in the van, you know, mm-hmm. like, oh, fucking watch. Oh, you creepy van guy. But it's like, yeah, but I don't have a fucking C-suite job. Those are the guys who are fucking kids.
Right. Right.
You know how much work it would be for me to be a pedophile?
Yeah.
Like, I'd have to literally kidnap a child, dude. I would have to go to a place and
you don't
find
have like a team
kid.
That's going to like help you with this. Yeah.
I have no coordination with these people. They, like, all these people can just get kids because they're like, hey, we have kids shows. So you can just be an actor on our kids show. And then we'll, but mm-hmm. for me, I'm just like, what? I'm going to go fight a dad for his kid or like spend time on the internet, like mm-hmm. I'm not doing that shit.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it really doesn't. It's a lack of class consciousness is what I would call it. Is you're looking at lower class people and you're thinking, oh, they are the creeps. When actually it was always the capitalist class. It was always the upper classes that were,
I mean, let's
feasting.
Be real. There are low income pedos, but it's just a lot more work for them.
Yeah.
It's a lot more work.
And I think the amount of damage they can do is more localized. They can absolutely do damage, but it's not structural in the same way that like these, you know, the pedo island type stuff was like a structure. Yeah. You know, there was like a freaking, there were people's jobs that it was their job to like make that work basically.
Yeah. They had a whole economy. So in some way, they were job creators, the high-level pedos.
Okay.
So we do have to give them shouts out for that.
Oh, we have to? We do have to?
I am, you know me, I'm economy first.
Yeah, you're kind
so
of, you're
even
very
if
fiscally
most,
conservative
if,
is kind of how
the
you
most
think
evil
of
job in the world, I'm like, but dude, they're adding to the tax base, and that is great.
Yeah, I don't think they were paying taxes. I won't let you get away with that one. I don't think there was tax
Well, no, because what if you're, okay, your job on paper to the government is like, I'm Harvey Weinstein's assistant.
Right.
But what was he assisting with?
Okay, sure. So
that's a taxable job.
All right, that's a taxable job. You're right. You're right. In that way, I just think that in that job, and I think in most jobs that we could talk about, the tax burden wasn't covering that. That was just additional duties that we didn't know about.
Yes. Okay. Sure. The government was getting lied to because they should have done a full, you know,
you're about to announce that you're running for office and you're like, my whole thing is I just want to tax the pedos. That's what I'm saying.
I just want to make sure that the government is getting their fair share. Okay. It's unfair that these guys have been doing all this work and we haven't been getting our taste. Okay.
Yeah. It's tax time for these people, you know?
But dude, pedophilia and all this stuff, it's also being diversified because this is a case I don't know enough about.
Okay.
But like P. Diddy is getting, so now we have black pedophiles. And that's nice. That's progress.
Didn't we sort of already have that with R. Kelly? I thought we already had that.
Yeah, but he was, I think, more just like, he was actually more of the old school model, I think. More of like a low key guy.
I'm not like as plugged into it as you. Like, I'm
you
sorry, I don't
do not know. I'm like, Hunter, your juvenile understanding of this is laughable, my son. Now it is time that I deliver.
You're like, no.
That's
a first wave pedo. I'm talking like this new third wave.
This is a new third wave where we have networks of people. I think P. Diddy, though, was much bigger than sex trafficking kids. He was like, they're saying that he paid for both the murders of Tupac and Biggie.
What?
He just got his homes raided. Like he escaped on his private jet and shit. Like he has a whole network of people doing very evil shit for him.
Damn.
So I don't think we can just say that he was simply pedo related.
Okay. Well.
And his main thing, I don't think, was kids. His main thing was just like getting money through the music industry and like killing his competition and all this shit.
What the fuck? That's crazy, dude. I mean,
P. Diddy, right? What a clown. Like, no one ever.
Dude, I don't know a single thing this guy's fucking done. I can't think of anything that P. Diddy has done that ever got to me. Ever.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what has he done? He did like, I knew him from. You know, he's in music. He's in music.
Of course. But I'm saying none of his work ever got to me.
Yeah. P. Diddy's audience.
Yeah. I can't name anything he's done. I mean, I'm really thinking about it right now and I got nothing. Oh, dude, no. He was on the Godzilla, the American movie soundtrack. He was.
So was Rage Against the Machine.
Yes. Yeah, that was actually one of the first CDs I ever bought was the soundtrack.
Was the Godzilla soundtrack?
Yeah, dude, I was a weird kid. All right, I was a weird kid.
Oh yeah, he did the Led Zeppelin ripoff song.
Yeah, it has like Kashmir is like the sample.
Kashmir's opening.
Okay, but that's it, and I had to think a lot about that.
That is crazy that is your P. Diddy reference is the Godzilla theme.
Yeah,
soundtrack.
I mean, that's all I got. I mean, he didn't get to me. If I heard other songs that he worked on, which I assume I must have.
He's like a guy. I think he does like a lot. I don't know much about his music. I mean, I know he did make albums, so he must have been the main guy. But a lot of his things were like he was in the background and he would do like the little like, you know, he would do the little like voice things in the back where you're like, or like little whispers. He's like, yeah, baby. But I don't know, like, I can't really think of like a P. Diddy rap that he does.
Can you imagine being in like a recording studio all day and all your recording are like little whispers where you're like, yeah, baby. Like, and that's
I've always thought about that. Like, you just are like five guys are looking at you and you just have to go to a mic.
Yeah, of course, they're not all standing there at once. They're recording every piece individually. So that means when it's time to do the whisper stuff, that's just one person.
One guy. And there's like an audio engineer and a backup guy and like your homeboys. And like, we just have to watch you go like, yeah, baby.
Ooh.
Like 19 times. I would just be like, yeah, I can't do. I guess this is.
I don't want to do this.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. It's like this.
Can we get some AI in here? Yeah. AI must be able to do whispers by now.
Yeah. I think AI should do whispers. I just don't like y'all like looking at me while I do it.
Can I just push record by myself? I feel like I could do this. This is a solo booth type of thing. I don't really think that we need a whole crew here for a very intimate moment, you know? any music you think of at some point, it's just a bunch of guys looking at somebody singing.
Oh yeah. I mean, dude, have you ever seen people record music like that? It's
yeah, I mean,
especially
yeah,
drums.
Yeah,
dude, drums, it just sounds like shit no matter what. Because you're literally just, you're hearing, like, someone is drumming, and they're trying to drum really loud or whatever, or however they're trying to do it. And they're just doing the same drum part over and over and over, and it just doesn't sound like music anymore. It just sounds like, it's just like, this song must suck. You know, and they can hear maybe they're hearing the other parts of it or whatever. Right. But, like, yeah, I only had one experience like that, and I just remember being like, how does anyone do this with confidence? Because this just sounds like shit right now.
Yeah, and at the end, it's just like, yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah,
we got it.
Good, we got it. Yeah, they're British now. Yeah.
They're British.
Yeah, everybody knows.
We got it. We got the track.
All the audio engineers are British, all of them. Crazy.
Dude, maybe I'll get into British rap.
Dude, the streets.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yes.
The streets.
Yes, which is a band, for those not knowing. It's not just Hunter saying the streets.
No, I'm not just saying the streets. I'm just
the
I'm
streets.
Talking, if
the
if streets. You're talking about British rap, that's what I think about, is the streets.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Because
he was very emo.
Those guys are way. Oh, well, okay. Yeah. So I just think they have that one album, original Pirate Material, that's like super, very, very. I know later. Yeah. Later it gets
later
all
is,
like scary.
British rap is just like, oi. And we big gonna put to the butt. It's like it doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it doesn't really sound like anything.
It's very lame sounding, you know.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, a lot of the
and it's like I know there's bad shit everywhere, but it is hard for me to be like, yeah, the streets of England, you know? I'm just like, yeah, shit is rough out there for
shit
you
is
fellas.
Rough. Yeah.
It's so rough out there for you fellas.
You blokes.
You blokes. It's like, I don't know. You have healthcare. Is that bad? Like, you really pissed off?
We don't have healthcare out here, people. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, fuck off.
We don't have it.
Don't make me listen to your, like, complaining and shit. You have healthcare.
Hey, and I was thinking, the price of the biscuits be blinking. And you're like, dude, what are you talking about? What is this?
The biscuits be blinking.
It's like anytime I listen to them, I'm like, dude, I don't know. This is the same language that I speak, and I never understand those dudes.
Yeah. 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 No, I entirely 100% agree. Yeah. I mean, you know, but you're going to go see their culture. You're going to go experience some British culture, and hopefully it'll rub off on you. Maybe you'll see the good side of it. I've never really liked British culture at all, to be honest.
I like some of their comedies.
Comedy good. Yeah, sure. I mean, I feel like
not stand up, but like their shows, some of their shows have been very good.
Oh, and some of their comic actors are like some of my favorite, like,
yeah,
but that I feel like that's not really very fair because we share a language. So of course I'm going to say, oh, I like British comedy. Cause I'm not going to say like, oh, I like French. I don't care. Like if I can't understand the language, then I can't relate to it. So they have like a natural advantage there. It's not really that noteworthy to say whether I like their comedy or not, but all the other stuff is kind of where I'm just sort of like, I don't know. It's always been a little, I don't know. It's just, it's never hit me that well.
Like what though? Wait. So like what is their culture? Like their food, their music,
Oh, food. Definitely food. Number one.
Yeah, what is their food? Like beans? And
yeah. It's just like beans.
Sausage.
Yeah. Beans, blood sausage.
Yeah, their food
fish and chips,
whack.
You know, like, yeah. It's pretty whack food.
But they have the, they have like a lot of, like in all the British comedies I watch, it'll be like, oh, we got to go down to the Paki shop to get an Indian meal, you know, like it's like these very weird, like, oh, yeah, the Paki guy has the great, you know, and you're like, oh, is Pakistani, right? Is that what that means?
Right. Yeah, that is what that means.
Can you say that, or are they saying it? Is that bad there?
Oh, is that derogatory?
Yeah.
Oh wait, no. But isn't that also a word for Irish people though?
Paki?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think that is a word for Irish people too. So I think that when, especially if you're talking about going down to a shop, I think that might be, maybe that's derogatory. I don't know. I don't fucking know. It sounds derogatory, so whatever. But
yeah, Packy sounds derogatory.
Packy sounds derogatory, absolutely. I do think that, like, overall, I guess what I'm talking about is, like, British, like, television. And I mean, like, normie British television. Obviously, if it's, like, some cool comedy show, I'm not talking about that. But, like, chat shows. Like, have you ever seen chat shows?
Yeah, like the panel shows.
Panel shows. Like, I don't dig it. It's lame to me. To just have everyone sit there and pretend like they don't have, like, written jokes, basically.
Right, right, yeah.
That's like, it's like,
I know, that is weird. That is a weird thing. They come up with these things off the top, but it's like, you have a whole writer's room that did this for you.
Yeah, it's very, and you can feel it. It just feels very fake. It feels like people trying to, you know, to sort of organically slip in a lot of really baked stuff.
What they should just be doing on TV over is podcasting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta just chill and podcast on the BBC Four.
That's,
you know,
the American way. The American way is just
no effort.
Just
truly
dudes,
no effort.
No effort. And you just kind of wander around and very occasionally find stuff. Maybe even at times go a whole hour with no comedic aspect to it whatsoever. You know, no jokes.
I mean, we were on pedophilia for 5 minutes. And we're like, yeah, that's enough of that. And now we're done. Now we're talking shit about the Brits, you know?
Yeah, now we're talking shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, we'll see, man. I might go over to... because there's, like, cheap flights, so I might go over to, like, you know, Amsterdam or, like...
Ooh, hell yeah.
Maybe take some fucking space cake.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that. I would lose my fucking mind.
You would lose your mind if you took space cake?
I can't smoke weed. I can't do anything anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's fair.
Maybe I'll go to the red light district and, you know...
Mm-hmm. And what?
Beat off in the windows. Like... You can't stop me from doing this. This is free. This is a free show. I'm beating off for free.
You're like,
I got it for free.
Listen, I'd love
you
to,
never
sweetheart,
thought of this,
but I got
you?
No...
You never thought of this. Guys can just be out the windows and beating off all night. You can't stop me from... I don't have to pay you now. Thank you.
This one weird trick.
This is the weirdest trick in the book. Is what if you didn't pay them? You just beat off
at the window. There you go.
Yeah, the old trench coat beat off move.
Wow, you're a
smart
guy.
For them,
you're
impossible. Well, it takes an American mind to outthink these people. They've had their, you know, they've had their whatever they do. I don't really know anything about Amsterdam besides the sex and the drugs.
Yeah, that's all I know about with it too. That's why I think it's funny that everybody goes there, like, because it's, I don't know, it's just funny that it's anyone could tell me that they're going to Amsterdam, and it's like, that's where your mind goes right away. It's like, oh, you're going there to do what?
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
What are you doing?
You have to have sex and do drugs.
Yeah, like that's what. That's
what.
But
I would come back
for.
And be like, I was sober and I just beat off in the windows all night. I had a different Amsterdam experience.
Listen, I didn't have the money to take it further than that, so
I
just beat off.
I was stone cold sober and starving. I ran out of money for food, but...
I had no money for drugs, and definitely could not pay any sex workers anything.
No.
So.
But, you know. But you can beat off for free, because that's God's gift to us all.
Dude, this podcast has gotten to a new... like, your kind of setup has gotten to a new creepy place that I just... I know. Like, not tell you about it, but you are literally just anonymous right now. You were just saying all that stuff about Amsterdam, and your face had no detail. You were just completely in darkness. Like, you are podcasting to me like in like a bunker. Like,
I am. I know. I just, it's a very dark house.
And I'm like completely lit. Like, I'm just out here. Like,
you
could just
see
me.
You really do have it all, and I got really nothing, I guess.
Yeah, you are just squatting down in a very dark room.
I'm a squatter.
You're a squatter.
Squatter.
You're literally squatting right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it is weird. I noticed that because I was kind of hunched over when I was talking about beating off.
You tend to hunch.
Creepy.
As you get,
I'm a hunch. Yeah,
you hunch when you start talking about creepy stuff, when it's beat off time.
Like, speed off time, my hunch, baby.
Yeah,
oh, you can't, what you? What kind of dude? What kind of psycho like stands with their back erect when they're talking about this stuff?
Oh yeah, no. It's
that's like Christian Bale, American Psycho.
No, you can't do that. You do have to. You have to take on a creepy stance. You have to
let the world know I am ashamed.
Yes.
I will be burrowing into myself right now.
I feel creepy shame. That's what you want to let people know.
It's bad. Yeah. It is bad. Yeah.
But hey, it's, you know, you're going to have that experience, that Amsterdam experience of beating off in the window. And I'm glad you came up with your own, you know, your own plot, your own hook.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of an Amsterdam for dummies, I feel like you could write, you know?
Yeah. Everything for dummies, every version of For Dummies for me is the, if you ever get hungry and lonely, you can always beat off in a window. Don't let them take that from you.
Don't let them take that from you. That's private property. You're beat off.
Yeah. Okay. It can't say anything. That's how can it be illegal if God let us do it? You know,
dude, that happened to me one time. I forgot about that. Did I ever tell you about that when that guy was beating off at me from in his house?
No.
Yeah.
No.
That happened to me. I think it's, you know, I think, you know, any women in the
New
audience.
New York or Portland or where?
In Portland. It was very weird. I was living at this place. I was living with my buddy Barrett, and his neighbor.
Oh, early days.
Yeah. This was years ago.
Early days.
Yeah. And he had this neighbor behind where he was living, and one day I'm walking home, and he has the big window, and it's completely, the blinds are not up. It's, you can just see right in there. And I, you know, I wasn't like trying to see anything. It was just like impossible for
and
me
it,
to walk.
And it would be okay if you were Hunter. So don't it's, even,
I guess
don't
what
feel
I was saying is I was just kind of like in my head, just in my zone. And then I look over and there's this guy and he's sitting on the couch and he's jacking off and he's just looking at me. And I'm
now,
like,
do you think
fuck.
He was jacking off and you walked into his eyeline, or do you think he started jacking off when you got there?
So,
like, has he been planning for you to get home and be like, I love this guy?
He was completely naked too. So he was.
Oh, so he had prep time.
Yeah, he was. I think in the middle of a sesh, but then he just was looking at me and didn't stop. Just kept doing it, and
I mean, what are you gonna do? You're not going to stop.
Well, you were just talking about how even the idea of talking about creepy stuff, you got to like hunch over. I just felt like it would have been nicer this guy to
Portland
maybe like.
Portland, there's an addendum. Portland people feel no shame where they should.
It's
Portland
true.
People are so open with all of their shit. And we were just supposed to be like, yeah, that's great.
Cool.
Love to hear about this.
Cool.
Yeah, no. I think Portland people were. Now, what did this guy look like?
I don't know. He just looked like.
Like older guy, younger guy, like are we talking?
He was older than me. He was probably like in his 40s, would be my guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe early 50s.
You guys make eye contact.
I mean, I saw like I made eye contact with him and then was like did not okay, not looking at that. But then the whole thing was that just imagine it's like a huge window. And he's just like taking up all of it.
He's like the Mona Lisa following your ass across the museum.
And
dude.
I'm walking upstairs where my entire, there's without turning around and walking up the stairs backwards, there's basically no way for me to not kind of have this guy in my periphery. And he just didn't go anywhere. He just kept, and I could just still, the motion of him jacking off was just like right there. It was crazy.
Well, hopefully you helped him, I would say.
I mean, he didn't stop, so I definitely
he got harder. I think
I definitely, yeah. You know
he
what?
Got harder.
This is
he
I
got
should
harder.
Be cocky. I'd be like, dude, I helped a guy out on the, just a random guy. You know, I inspired
I don't care
him.
About that,
yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't even care about that.
Yeah.
If he needs it, if he needs me to get through to him for you know that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, because it didn't cost me anything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just shocked me randomly in the middle of the day, but, you know, that's all.
That's it.
Do you think you'd be okay with just seeing, like, a random cock every day, you think?
Oh, every day? I didn't say every day, bro. I'm not fucking trying to see it every day.
All right, what about, like, once a month? What if you have, like, a neighbor that, like, all, like, does that to you, like, every month?
I think if it's once a month, you start to get used to it.
Yeah, probably. Especially like, if it's the same guy. You're like, yeah, whatever.
Jerry and his cock, and I'm just here.
Yep. Yep. You're right.
Nice cock, nice bod. What are we talking?
No, not none of it nice. None of it nice.
None of it. Oh, see, then I would be mad. I don't think I'd want to see like a
again,
bad one.
Again, in today's culture, you have to be hot. You cannot be you not do. Hot.
If you're going
to
be... I guess it's not a sex crime. He's in his house. He's allowed to do that, right?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like you're not really allowed to do that just because you're
in
your house.
Own house. So really, the legal line potentially is blinds or curtains. That's the line. There's no law written in there that you have to cover. It's you're in your own house.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But
you're looking into my property.
Right. That's
so
yeah.
On you to not look into my property if you don't want to see what's going on in my property.
Okay. Yeah. That's
how I'm
that
ruling
might be
this
right.
Is. You're Silberman. If you and this guy
Supreme
come
Court
on my
Justice
TV
Silberman.
Judge show and you're saying, hey, I just don't want to see him jack off every week. And he goes, look, I'm in my house. I'm not leaving my property. Yeah. I like to have my windows open when I do it. If he happens to walk by,
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, look, Hunter, it's a cold, cruel world out there. But
so you're going to rule in his favor, not in my favor,
yes.
Is what you're saying.
No,
that's what Judge,
not
that's
your
how
favor.
Judge Silberman is ruling.
Judge Silberman is saying you just need to avert your eyes. It's unfortunate that you have to do that, but it's his private property.
Yeah, that's just the way of things. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I mean, I will respect
I'm
what
fair.
Judge Silberman has ruled.
I'm
yeah,
fair.
He's
I
fair.
Would allow you to do it too if you want to jack off and
if I want to jack off
by.
Back a little jack
yeah.
back.
Yeah, if there's a jack back scenario, that's fine too.
Yeah, maybe that's what we do. I should have just gone to war with him and just. You know, kept just jack off right back to him, brother, from
yeah.
the safety of
now,
my own
just
home.
Just from the vibes I'm getting from this guy, you would be making his day.
Yeah, he would.
I don't
he
think this little
that.
War that you think yeah. you're instigating is hurting him in any way. I feel like it's helping him quite a bit. But, you know, I think he's stoked. If your reaction is, oh, I'm going to jack off right back at
yeah,
you,
yeah.
I think he's pretty stoked.
He's like, hell yeah. Was looking for a jack back if I could get one.
Yeah. Been trying to get a jack back for, I've been, there's a lot of guys who've lived in this apartment. I've been here for years and none of them jack back. And you're the first guy who for some reason thinks that I wouldn't want this. The dumbest guy who's ever lived here is the guy who thinks that the jack back is hurting me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I miss him. Now I'm kind of like, I don't think I'm going to be able to get a
he's
good
still
jack
there,
back.
Dude. He's jacking off right now. Yeah. It's been 8 years, but
he's listening.
He's, still
there. He's listening to this and he's like, oh, hell yeah. I've been waiting for me to come
he
up.
He knows.
Yeah.
He knows.
Yeah. Well, hey, if you're out there, brother, I'm sorry I did not jack back you, but you know, I wasn't
on behalf
secure.
Of this pod. I'm going to Portland in a few weeks. I'll swing by.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a little jack back.
Yeah.
And,
just a bit of jack back. Come
just
on.
Just a little jack back, you know, and I'll help you out and I'll say it's from Hunter. I'll wear a t-shirt with Hunter's face on it.
Yes.
And in the picture, you should be jacking off. So on the t-shirt, you're jacking it. And then I'm also jacking it. So it's kind of like the whole podcast is jacking it back.
Oh, hey,
guy.
Merch idea. What if we
merch
just
idea Hunter fully naked jacking off on a t-shirt? It's like selling that image. If people are like, is Jake gonna have to do this? He's like, absolutely not. Jake will not be partaking.
Jake is not doing it.
Only.
It's a Hunter
Jake
only.
Is getting, basically, Jake is getting half of the money, but he's making no sacrifice.
Yeah. Yeah, damn. that's gonna be the new shirt dropping soon.
That's the new shirt.
Yeah,
new
the Jack Back shirt.
The Jack is Hunter butt naked. You're just butt naked, and it's like we don't even know if did I take this picture of you? Like, it's like who took this fucking picture? It's like Jake did take the picture, so that's why he says he has to get some of the money. It's
and I'm just like
it.
I'm just like frowning. I'm not even
yeah,
happy.
Like,
I'm just
no, you're
like...
not happy. You're not happy. You are not enjoying this at all. but not unhappy enough that it looks like some sort of hostage situation.
Oh, no.
Just kind of like,
no, I'm hard.
Yeah, I guess
I'm
yeah, he is hard, folks. He is hard. Trust us. You're not getting gypped on this t-shirt.
No. I'm really doing it.
His face is not happy.
Yeah. Grumpy cat is kind of the vibe, yeah, I think, of
grumpy
the face.
Yeah, Jackback.
Yeah, it's a bit of a grumpy cat Jackback, you know, if you're just.
And that's, you know, I mean, what? You don't want him smiling. That's
no, that would
terrifying.
Be worse. That, again,
that would be so much worse.
If you're doing creepy stuff, you got to have creepy body language. You can't just try and, you know, fake it till you make it, you know?
No, we 100%, he's frowning. He's mm-hmm. sad, but with his hard cock, and he's going for it.
Yeah, and I'm going for it. And
I do like that it's not like a normal scenario where you're like, you just kind of take your boxers down. We're talking butt naked.
Just
we're
completely
talking,
naked. Yeah.
If for some reason Hunter has to do it completely naked. You know?
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a good shirt. Good merch.
Got a couple candles lit in the back, and you're just having a time.
Yeah, I just really love the idea of selling a shirt that would get you like kicked out of places.
Truly, probably arrested in some places.
Yeah, it is probably illegal to wear a shirt like that.
Yeah, I don't think you can just have that in public. You're just like walking next to a school and you're like, hey, kids, this is my favorite podcast. And you're like, oh my God.
Oh, Lord. Horrible.
Why is he frowning? Isn't he having a good time?
Shouldn't he like it? I don't get it. This is confusing and upsetting.
No. You'll grow up and understand, kids. You can't smile.
You can't smile. It makes it worse if you smile.
Yeah. And then you're kind of getting in trouble because, like, well, it is his t-shirt, but you're the guy jacking off. So it's kind of like you were jacking off.
Yeah, it comes back on me. Then I have to do this whole thing where I'm like, listen, I actually did not take that photo. I did not make those shirts. I do not have anything to do with any of that.
But I've set up many shell companies, so it'll never get traced back to me. I'm doing these through the Cayman Islands. I'm bouncing this thing off VPNs. You have
no
idea.
What happens is that me and Jake joked about this shirt on an episode of the show. Somebody went and made it. That's not my body. It was an AI image.
Yeah. But I'm like, every time we come back to the trial, I have more and more like luxury goods.
You're just like getting richer and richer.
I just
be
so rich. I'm like, yeah, this is just, you know, this has nothing to do with these t-shirts, though, by the way. That happened now to be the number one best-selling t-shirt
it's
of all time.
Literally America's favorite shirt is.
America's favorite shirt, yeah.
Yeah,
people are wearing them at ball games and stuff. They're doing that thing where they go behind like the news anchor woman on the street and they're just flashing
hey,
you know,
look, it's Hunter.
No one even like it becomes such a myth that no one even knows that there is a podcast attached
they have
to it.
No idea. They're just like oh, dude, that's Hunter, dude.
That's Hunter, dude.
Dude, I can't go anywhere anymore because, like, I try to go anywhere and everybody's like, oh, it's Hunter. And they're all doing, like, jack-off signs. Yeah, <they're> like...
Every time you walk in, they're just,
hey, look, it's Hunter.
We love you. We love your shirts. It's like, you're like, it's not my shirt. I'm not making any money off this. I'm actually not doing very well.
Dude,
it's
like,
really caused me a lot of trouble.
Yeah, actually, this is tough. I can't work on anything anymore. People keep coming by my house. Everybody's trying to get me to jerk off in front of them. I hate it.
I hate my stupid life. Anytime I try to date a woman, she knows exactly who I am and what size I am.
Right.
And that sucks.
Right.
You know?
And how I look when I'm doing that.
And how I look. Yeah. And, you know, usually my process is I have to woo a woman for her to look past some of these things. But now she just gets it right up front.
Right. And that's tough. Yeah. You don't want a woman getting it all up front. They don't need to know those qualities about you first.
At least me and you.
Yeah.
There's some guys who can give it all up front.
Of course.
We do not have the body nor the equipment to be shown. We got to throw on a lot of fucking riz before they
we got to riz up hard.
It's got to be extreme riz before they're like willing to put up with it.
Honestly, I kind of think of it as like the planets aligning at times. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just sort of like, oh, everything lined up. So I looked like that in that light to you.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
And now we're kind of just holding on to that image.
Well, you're like under a spell because I made you laugh an hour ago at a bar.
Yes.
Like you're kind of dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really unfair, you know, because if they just knew who you were up front, then we wouldn't waste any of the time getting deeper, you know.
Either of them. Yeah, we I mean, we're wasting their time.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm just a little parasite. I'm just a barnacle on a boat.
Yeah, you are a barnacle. You are absolutely a barnacle.
I'm a barnacle on boats, baby. I'm just hopping around different boats.
Mm-hmm. You know, barnacling up. Yeah, and here you are. Now we've come back around to you're just the suckler. You're just suckling.
I'm a suckler.
Yeah.
I'm the suckler.
Another merch idea to go back to Big Titty Me feeding you.
Yes. All these are body weird things with your body.
Yes. I think we should just have a line of shirts and hats and mugs that are just my body doing weird stuff.
Yeah, your body with tits.
Yeah.
Your butt naked jacking off.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Maybe we have one of you spreading your ass cheeks open.
Yes. I was just about to say, we got to have an ass one. There's just got to be
whole.
Yes. Whole.
We
yes.
have to see whole.
And I'm not frowning in that one. I'm like pointing and being like,
You're like, come on in. All right. You're like, let's get in here now.
Yes.
Yeah,
I love
show
this.
Hole, I think, is good.
Show hole. That's what it's
show
says.
Hole. Yeah, show hole. I think show hole is great.
Just a mug that says show hole.
Show hole. Yeah. You start your Monday morning at the office with that mug. You're at the meeting and you're just sipping coffee and it's just your asshole spread apart. And
show
it just
hole.
Says show hole with an exclamation point.
Wow. God, this is what a big. This is basically a business meeting. We basically just did merch
this is,
drops.
Yeah, you
today.
Guys have just been inside our fucking Shopify minds right now, dude. We're just drop shipping these fuckers to you guys all across the country.
Hey, reach out if you want some of this stuff. I might be making. Yeah. I'm going to make custom pieces. You know, so it can't really be traced back. No mass production.
No,
there might
no,
be
we're
just
not
one
send
it show
over
hole.
To China. Yeah, you might get the show hole mug.
Yeah, you might get it. Reach out if you want that show
hole
mug.
Reach out if you want that show hole mug, dude, because that's valuable.
Yeah.
You know?
That's going to be a hot piece. It's going to be like a, I don't know, like a, what are those things called? Like a Tijuana Bible or something like that. Like, I want to make esoteric erotica that, like, you just find out there. And of course, it's not actually, I don't know why I even called it erotica. It's just filth.
Someone is feeling hot and horny when
they're you're right.
Dude, if someone buying the show hole mug, they're jacking off to your hole, dude.
That's
I don't
true.
Wanna,
Yeah.
Let's just be very real. These people are there. They've wanted to see your hole. And when they saw it, they're like, this is exactly what I imagined it to be
what
like.
I was looking
and
for.
I want it bad.
Yeah. So we've gotten into our next phase, which is turning my body into a commodity and selling
well,
it.
Well, I've already kind of ridden you as long as I could for, you know, and I feel like now it is my turn to just fully exploit every piece of you.
Yeah.
Because I've kind of got on just your mind and your like connections in some ways.
Right.
But now it's truly time for me to turn into basically your pimp.
Yeah.
Where
I just
make you take really, you know, graphic photos and I put them on various little trinkets.
Yeah. I'm going to have an OnlyFans that I don't know about that's run by you featuring stuff you've just collected.
Yes. And they're going to, the clientele that I've lined up is very deviant but they are willing to spend.
Wow. Well, hey,
they're willing to spend.
I mean, if you're one of those freaks, like, get at us, you know, let us know that you want this kind of content. You will be getting
there are a couple people right now listening who do want it, but they're not going to message because they are embarrassed.
I get it. You're shy.
You put out because if you send a message to Hunter who goes, dude, I'm going to be real, I've always wanted to see your hole. And you're going to be like, yeah, well, we don't really have the mugs right now, so I don't know what to tell you. Check back in a while.
Yeah, maybe
I had
check
a guy
back.
Once. I had a guy once ask me how much for a dick pic.
Oh, dude, and you didn't pay, like, how much did you say?
I did not. I don't want my dick out there in that scenario.
I get it. But how much would the price be, you think? I mean, obviously there is a price. So.
Oh, there's a price.
Absolutely.
There's a price. No, if a guy Venmo'd me 10 grand and was like, this is for the dick, I'd be like,
yeah, you got it.
Send you the dick. And send you the dick. I guess 10 grand. Maybe 10 grand.
That's a nice. That's a good number. It's high.
It's a good number because it's like it's high enough to keep the fucking like cheapos out. But 10 grand, if you're paying 10 grand, I'll show you my fucking dick.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you must be some sort of weird, like, you know, wealthy pervert, basically, if that's where you're at. 10 grand for a dick pic, that's a wealthy pervert status. Here's
the
thing,
10 grand is kind of the point where I'm like, if and probably when the dick pic leaked, I'd be like, look, yes, but I got paid 10 grand for this photo.
Of course. And that kind of makes the story.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want the dick pics leaked and you didn't get any money.
Right.
Well, 10 grand is like a reasonable amount to be like, yeah, all right, Jake got paid 10 grand for that photo. Who cares?
Right. Well, this is why, I mean, you send a dick pic, but you, I mean, of course, you don't include your face or anything that can identify you. So you just say that's not your dick, you know?
Unless the feedback is good, I'm like, yeah, I guess that is my dick. I guess that was my dick the whole time.
I guess that is my dick.
I guess that is my dick. I'm just like coming around, I'm like, oh, look at this one. That's crazy. Just never saw it from that angle, I guess. But yeah, you're right.
I guess that is. Yeah, I guess that's my dick, huh?
That's your boy right there. That's my old schlong. That's it.
Hey, so we're going to be in Chicago this weekend.
Please, dear God.
You got to come.
Friday, April 5th, the Lincoln Lodge.
Literally.
Please buy tickets.
Yes. In some days, you will see us.
When this comes out, it'll be 5 days from there.
Yeah. So come on. Come on out. You want this. This is how you get show hole, okay? This
yes.
is how you get to
You
got to
sell
hole.
The show out, and hole is actually probably going to be shown pretty quickly. If you sell this show out, I'll show hole too. Dude, I don't give a shit. I will show hole if you sell this show out.
Dude, I promise. Promise. All you got to do, sell the show out.
All you got
to
do.
It doesn't even have to be. We don't even need filled seats. We just need you to buy them all. Okay.
Yeah, so just buy the tickets, bro. We just need the money.
Dude, just one dude sitting in there being like, I bought all the tickets. Yeah. Okay, show hole.
Where's hole? Where's hole? He doesn't even want the show. He's like, this will take 5 minutes.
We're like, come okay, we're going to show hole at the end. And then we're like doing our show.
No. I'm hard now. I want to see hole right now. I got a room alone and you guys are here and I want to see hole.
Well, listen, like Jake's actually recording something soon. So we're trying to work on this material.
Well, I don't want to hear the material. I want hole. How about you can play me an audio recording of the
He's just like heckling,
show
like
hole.
Show hole, yeah. Show hole.
Hole. That's what he wants. He just wants hole, dude. He can't stop himself. He just wants hole.
Yes. Yes.
But dear God, buy tickets Friday.
Dear God.
7 p.m. Lincoln Lodge. Great time to see a comedy show.
Yes. And a great space.
Yes. And the following week, I am headlining Helium Comedy Club Sunday, April 14th. Helium Comedy Club. Those tickets are live on their website.
Mm.
They're linked on mine. You guys got to come through, you know? You got to come through.
Yes.
You got to simply come through, folks.
You simply must.
If you don't, I'm going to be very sad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be very sad.
Yeah.
So you got to.
Do not make Jake sad because I will get really mad.
If I'm sad, Hunter does not show a hole, by the way.
Yeah. No hole. Yeah.
No hole.
And don't worry. Jake's hole, never on the table. Okay.
His doesn't even need to be discussed because it's clearly I'm not the guy who'd be doing that.
No, it's me.
Hunter is the hole guy in this relationship. We all know that.
Yes. I'm just your big titty hole mommy. That's me.
Huge
big titty hole mommy.
Tight little hole, dude. This guy is hot, all right? He's hot. He is hot.
I'm hot.
And we love him for that.
I live alone. Big titty hole guy.
He's just, yeah, dude. He's one of these girls who's like, nah, I'm waiting for marriage. He's like, but you're so hot. You got to give it to us. That's Hunter. He's just got a tight little hole and big fat titties.
Mm-hmm. I'm a virgin.
And he's a virgin.
I'm 34 and I'm a virgin.
34-year-old virgin with tight hole and big tits, dude.
That's me.
That's Hunter. That's me.
Anyways,
folks, buy tickets. Come to the show.
You must buy tickets.
We'll see you later.
Yes. Bye-bye.